know y'all seen the video where bruh had like a this bitch ass nigga tried to cook a goddamn ham and cheese sandwich.
He said tried to cook a sandwich.
His bitch ass gonna burn a sandwich. Why the fuck he eat it cold, huh? The fuck wrong with you? Yes. He said, how many times that nigga done spent the night on my house? Like six? I had to cook his ass spaghetti. Cause his ass hungry.
I said, what the fuck?
Bitch ass nigga, I'm gonna tell your dad to beat your ass.
And you cry.
I got wood the other day, nigga. I ain't crying. Like, I was like,
he said, I'm a grown man. Oh, nigga God. Said, you don't smoke.
Chill out.
Oh, God, chill, dude. This shit was funny as fuck, though.
He said, nigga, I got all these and beats. Nigga, no, you don't.
You got D's in it?
You got D's.
You let nigga bite down. You a mad fuck. Bitch, the fuck up.
You want to lie?
Buddy just picked it back up and drove out there. Like, hey.
He didn't want to put up with that shit no more. Oh, God. Fuck
sick of this shit, man. I'm fed up. Always showing up. Oh, now I look up this nigga all over Instagram. So he got videos and everything.
Stupid the fat little nigga. Yeah. Pookie. Pookie.
That's how you go viral. That's the key to success. Yeah. Right. Go viral. Do what you got to do.
Nigga sent me that. I was on World Star. Nigga was sitting behind me like, you seen that? I was like, this was lit. Are y'all ready?
Watch out now. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Let's
yo, it's your boy J Red right here.
And this your boy Josh.
Yo, raindrop.
Smoking, no cooking, no hot box.
Yo, nigga, I ain't got no motherfucking raindrop, but I got some bourbon drops, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You can get it like that, but y'all boys do me a favor, till y'all listen.
And remember, it ain't about what you heard, it's about what you listen to.
Alright.
Watch out now. You whack motherfucker. Watch out now.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Yo, man, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Kickback Podcast right now. You tuned in to the first motherfucking episode of 2017.
Already.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a big accomplishment, man. I appreciate all the listeners. You know what I'm saying? And, y'all understand, like, this shit been real. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit been real as a motherfucker, bro.
Hell yeah. But we got a good show for y'all today, bro. We gonna talk about Barack Obama's, final moments, you know what I'm saying? He did it in such a player way, you know. We're going to reflect on his presidency. We're going to talk about Trump and all his madness. We're going to talk about questions that need answers, you know what I'm saying? We got a good show for
but
y'all.
But most importantly, though, we got two special guests, two returning guests in the building. We got your boy, AJ Jizzle in the motherfucking building, and Cadillac Pack, one time returning again. How y'all feeling out there, bro? Bless.
Bless.
Great to be back on the show, man. Last time we was here was how long ago?
It was a year ago.
January 21st of last year, man.
2019.
Yeah.
I try to keep that shit, you know what I'm saying, like efficient. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like try to have a nigga on there at least once a year. You know?
I had hair and everything that time.
I got hair.
I'm good. If y'all, no visuals, but y'all don't know, man. Cadillac got a motherfucking faded beard in that bitch. Like, it start off slightly tapered. Full.
Cadillac.pack on Instagram. Pack like Pac Man. Don't you?
Hey man, and one thing I want to address first and foremost, man, the gifted society, bro. Like when we first started going around, I was looking through the catalog of our guests. I was like, who we had on there a year ago from the day? It was y'all. Like, y'all hit them up, see what they doing. So, you know, when I hit you up, I automatically just go to the link in your bio.
Right.
And I just saw the motherfucking Gifted Society website. I was proud. I was like, damn, this shit look official. They been saying roster.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got a, you know what I'm saying? Be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This shit dope official.
A lot that happened since a year ago.
Okay,
man.
So did y'all have it a year ago, or y'all just kind
of
got that?
We were in the process of getting it a year ago, but actually getting it up and running and getting things moving. Like, that's the thing. We're trying to get everything moving through the website, you know, drive traffic there. So, we just got that about 4 months ago. Now it's up and running. It's ready.
It should look good, too.
I appreciate it.
They had the little music on there.
Who on the roster? Like, you know, what's the team? Like, give us the
Get the Society. We're a part of, we consist of Cadillac Pack. We have Kid. We had a new addition to the clique. We got Fame. 601 Fame. I know y'all heard of Fame. He made a lot of noise around here. You know, he hit us and just say he wanted to work and, say like how we was moving and it fit right.
Yeah.
And so it actually fit right. We made a track all my whole team and it fit right. Yeah. We got Blackjack, CEO,
Black
also a producer. Yeah. We have Tay. Yeah. We have Jay Walker, our cameraman. Big shout out to Jay Walker.
Jonathan Walker, dude.
Yeah.
I saw this on the YouTube shit.
Yeah, yeah, he's doing big things with the
photography. I do video, and everybody who does video, I kind of like take note of their name. Yeah. Proof TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Proof.
And I mean, we all been working this past year. Like you said, you've been seeing Jay Walker's name all over, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm proud of him especially, you know what I'm saying? Because he really been getting it in, you know what I'm saying? And he the only person that know how to work that camera.
Who the dude y'all brought last time? He had the crazy hair.
Jamar, shout out. Snaive, J5.
Snaive.
Wait, he must have got a job or something. He
fucking
tried
it. Hey, that nigga just leaving Florida.
Yo, he was just in Florida with my nigga Justin Evans, man. He's gonna get ready to go to the league, to the NFL. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He play safety for Texas A&M.
Best safety in the SEC, Justin Evans, Texas A&M.
Justin Evans,
that's what's up.
Nigga, Google that nigga.
So, yeah, you know, Jamar was out there fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? They was doing their pre-NFL thing, you know, so.
But I had saw I was doing Josh Love Italy video, and I was editing it for him, and he had so many changes. But he was like, one of the changes was like, "Yo, instead of that song you put, I had put a song in the background, just something for like a highlight video." And they were like, "Yo, put the Cadillac pack in that bitch." You know what I'm saying? I had put that bitch in there. You know what I'm saying? It was like I forgot what song it was, but it was jamming. I forgot what song it was, but I had put the bitch in there. I was like, that shit fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know Josh Collins, don't it?
Yeah, shout out
Josh. So, I don't know where he is now. He be between Houston and here. I don't know where
he moving, man. He doing big things with the ball, too.
He doing big things with the ball, man.
Shout out
to
D,
man.
I almost dunked to a nigga one time. Yeah, block.
Hell nah.
He said he blocked it.
Yeah, it's my man, though. Pause.
On everything. So, man, what's up with the collabs? What you got going on? Got some new collabs coming out?
I ain't gonna stunt. I got a lot of stuff finna get ready to come out, man.
For real?
Yeah, like Saturday, for example, Saturday, this coming up Saturday, I go to Hershey. You know Hershey. Shout out Hershey Black, man.
Yeah, he make the beats, right?
Yeah, he engineer.
Engineer.
He's
the best we got.
He's the engineer, you feel me? Yeah. So, I got a session with him Saturday, man. I'm going down in the late, man, like 6 or 7 songs. Bro.
Yeah.
Like, every time I go in there, I'm trying to go in there about 3-4 songs.
And he give you majority of the beats, or how that work?
I mean, I can't never have enough beats.
Yeah.
Send me beats.
Yeah.
How does that work, though? Because, like, a lot of people just think, "Damn, I'm finna go to the studio, like, I'm just finna, rap or whatever on some beats." Like, how it go down? Like, you come, like, the everything is, like, set up? Like, is it, like, pre-planned? Like, this is what's finna go down right now, so.
But do you actually write in that bitch?
Yeah, I mean, or is it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, honestly, it all depends on the vibes. Like, of course, sometimes you go in there with an agenda, knowing what you come to do.
Yeah.
Like, of course, Saturday, like, this kid just been writing, yo. Like, every day, every time I talk to him, he say, "Bro, I just wrote another song."
Yeah.
So, now he's up to 6. So, now that's just, okay, of course, we got that pre-planned. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, we got Fan coming to the studio. We got Kid coming to the studio. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mike, you know what I mean? You never know how that might go. Who might pop up. So, that's how the extra collabs come, and that's how the just writing the yo goes.
I ain't trying to cut you off, bro, but, like, at the studio, like, the most important thing, like, cause I'm novice to it. Like, is the most important thing is just getting the vocals down, and then later letting the engineer, producer, like, you know, break it down, mix it, and master.
It's
like
this. It's like this. So
yeah.
I sit around, like, I take a lot of time out of my day. Like, whenever I ain't at work, I take majority out of the time out of my day to find beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, perfect beats. You know what I'm saying? Something
to go with the lyrics.
You know what I'm saying? It's like this. When I cut on a beat, if as soon as I cut it on, instantly I start rapping.
That's the shit.
That's one of them. You know what I'm saying? Bam, I'm finna get that one. You know what I'm saying? If I pick another one and instantly I start, bam, I'm finna get that one. You know what I'm saying? So, shit. By the time I get to the studio, it take me maybe about a week, the longest, to write a song.
Yeah.
The longest is a week. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you pay a couple weeks, bro.
I've been getting
out of work, bro.
Yeah, it's the new year, man.
I rolled,
like,
man,
the new
that's
year
how I rolled that blunt up, bro. Take that bitch to the face. Yeah. Write a whole song in one sitting.
Yeah.
You feel me? But by the time I make it to the studio, like, say I wrote a song Monday, which I did. I wrote a song Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I've been rapping that bitch to myself, you know what I'm saying, over and over again. For one, as I'm writing it. And for two, just because I like that motherfucker. I'm rapping that bitch to myself over and over. By the time I get to the studio,
it's easy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just going in it. As soon as he put the beat on, it's one take all the way through. Hook, verse, hook, verse, hook, verse, all the way through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, shit, if you make it easy for him, he can go on. Like, if you go on, go up in there and drop your vocals and shit.
and drop them bitches in sauce. You know what I'm saying? One take, you ain't got to go back and keep going over, going over. Shit, you can walk out that bitch and he can take 15, 20 minutes real quick, sauce them bitches up. That bitch done. Like, some done. You can goddamn.
That was a successful ass studio trip. Like, we so got shit, songs
really
completed.
You on what you want, how you want to handle it. You know what I'm saying? As long as you goddamn get it together. Before you get there, you should be straight.
Because like I just wanted you to like, you know, like to go into detail, because like a lot of motherfuckers think like, we finna go to the studio, we finna get weeded up, you know what I'm saying? We finna drink, you know, parlay, I guess, fuck around, and then just automatically some shit just gonna appear, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never been around like, you know, rappers like that to like know what actually goes on.
Now see, it is, there are people who do that though. Like people like Young Thug or somebody like that.
What about the people that make like reference tracks? It's just like, you know, it'd be like
You mean your Quinn Millers? Like you speaking on them?
You got a party next door guy. He wrote Rihanna work. Okay. Right. He was just like he was just like singing this shit. Like not saying words, but like a melody.
Now somebody like him, he'll go in the studio and probably just be chilling. And be going through beats, whatever.
And he got broke off. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I need to do some shit like that.
Like, me personally, too, like, if I'm somebody like Quinn Miller or...
Or maybe you somebody like somebody who ain't got time to write, you hire.
But a lot of artists have those.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Because they ain't got time, right? Or they... I mean, I know they're just as talented,
it's
but...
It's not necessarily that. It's just shit. Think of like if a lot of artists can't do different things.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of motherfuckers can only give you
one
avenue.
Thing,
you know what I'm saying? So think about it. If I can only do this, but you over here and you ain't paying no attention to this, how the fuck I'm gonna get over here to you?
That makes
sense.
Right.
So shit, I'm gonna need, I might need, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, a beat that I like, you might not like.
Could you do something more with that beat? I don't like it because it got this annoying ass.
Right.
But you gonna do something with that? You know what I'm saying? I feel what you're saying.
You know, a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? People who ghostwrite shit, they just ain't got the voice. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of ghostwriters, they write for singers. You know what
or saying? Delivery.
Right. They got a lot of ghostwriters.
Or image.
Write for
image too.
That too.
It's like you can't like you got. Damn near everything to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got delivery, image. Like, take Jeezy, right?
Yeah.
Jeezy has the image. He was the coke dealer.
Yeah.
Jeezy had delivery. Jeezy was, nigga, anything Jeezy say, everybody gonna say. You know what I'm saying? Higher than
the
motherfucker.
Right now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he got delivery. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has everything a fucking rapper needs to have to sell fucking records. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's all about, like, streaming, selling records. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What was the nigga, Drake? I mean, Drake got all this shit too, you know, but it's like some rapper that lack delivery. I know a rapper right now that lack delivery. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Horrible. You know what I'm saying? Like
delivery as far as what? Like just
like I mean the way he delivers the message.
Like Monta Ellis in the interview,
post game
interview.
Like,
wow.
Like he be reading, he'd be like, and I was coming up after eighth grade, he'd be like, all right, nigga, you reading this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, the crazy thing about that is, man. That's not something you can learn. You feel me?
It's not. Yeah.
It's not something you can learn.
Some people ain't people person. Like, you know,
true. And
you can't teach a nigga how to be 6'7", but you can teach a 6'7" motherfucker how to win me.
Right. Some shit you can't learn though. You know what I'm saying? So like, as far as delivery, man, you know, I applaud anybody who out here. Doing what they all.
Yeah. You know you be rapping though. Like and when AJ brought up. When you was like writing and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I could tell you write all the time because like the shit you be spitting be like it be good, you know what I'm saying? Be like
be conscious,
And I'm to the point where like you know what I'm saying, like you can't really just sit there and freestyle that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit is pretty, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty good, you know what I'm saying? For a writer,
I'm gonna be honest with you though,
flipping
like,
words and words. Back
look,
and be
I'm
like,
gonna be real with you though, like if I had to, like if Jizzle came to me one day, I'm like, yo. Meek Mill down here, his engineer said he wants you to come to the studio right now.
Yeah.
What you got? And I ain't got no song. I got going up in that bitch and freestyle. I can give you some fire.
Yeah.
But I would much rather sit down, sit back,
yeah,
close my eyes and paint a picture of what I'm looking at.
Get a little blunt in, you know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that.
I'd much rather paint that picture clearer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm visualizing like shit.
Yeah.
I mean, every artist got like their process, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we noticed you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you say, like, just take this for instance. Like, you know what I'm saying? A year has passed, and, like, you seen And like, you know, y'all noticed the growth, you know, we noticed the growth, you know what I'm saying? So in this year, you know what I'm saying, like what's next? Like, you know what I'm saying, like what's Cadillac Pet gonna be, you know what I'm saying, you know, probably this time next year, you know what I'm saying? Like what you trying to accomplish this year, you know?
I'm gonna let him answer it.
I'm finna give you my answer, and this is the realest shit probably I done ever seen.
Off the E will.
Goddamn, I want y'all to think about this shit when I say it. Dude. You say, what's next for me?
What's next?
What's next for me is next. Like, every step I take from now on is forward. Like, I can't be stagnant. I gotta take a step. Every day I gotta
You can't go, no losses type shit.
Not even so much the losses. I can't even just be, you know, I can't wake up with the same amount of money I got in my pocket. You know? I can't when I wake up in the morning, when I come back home, I gotta have a different amount of money in my pocket. On some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Every day I wake
I think
up
that way too.
And think, nigga, what you gonna do today? What you gonna do today? How tired are you really of being in this fucking one bedroom apartment that you barely can afford? How tired are you really of this shit? You know what I'm saying? So by this time next year, man,
I remember last year you was like, I listened to the podcast before y'all got here. You know, I'm gonna listen to, you know what I'm saying? I've listened to it since I told you about this show. I was like, and you was like, yo, bro, I got $3 in my pocket. $4, you had pulled a dollar out. it was missing. You like, I got $4. You was like, man, look here. You know why I don't care about this phone in my pocket? Because I'm happy. Oh, like, that's some real shit.
True,
you know,
shit. Like, we were listening. I'm chasing like, my dream. Shit, you said this.
You know
like,
what I'm saying? I was like, man, that's some real shit. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times, you know, people do shit that they don't want to do, and they be sad as a motherfucker. Real but talk. You was happy as fuck. You was in that bit like, yo, Snapchat, yo, this real your talk. Boy, Cadillac Pat.
Listen, man, I'm still happy, bro, because I know at the end of the day, man, I'm not going backwards. I'd be happier once I feel like I'm steadily moving forward. But as of right now, I'm not going backwards, so I'm happy.
Anything better than going backwards.
Hell yeah, anything, man. Anything, man. That's what I want all my people to see. You know what I'm saying? I want all my people to know, shit.
He wasn't like that last year.
I got here because I wanted to get here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do it, you can do it. It all depend on you. Shit, what kind of nigga are you? What kind of man are you? I got a 5-year-old, man. For my son just turned 5 December 21st, man. I don't hardly never talk about my son because, you know what I'm saying? As a rapper, you tend to have the way people look at you is one way. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody thinking no way of my son because of what I'm doing as a rapper. You know what I'm saying? So,
but we never judge you, you know.
I ain't just saying.
I mean, that's expected. Like Ice Cube said, like, yeah, like, how y'all gonna get mad at me by making a move with some kids? Right. Like, nigga, I'm a dad. Like, I got a 4 or 5-year-old nigga. Like, of course, back when I was 20, I was like, fuck the police.
Now I'm
like, who gonna chain these peppers? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I'll be there yet.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
Shit, I got a 5-year-old, man. I can't be out here just. You know what I'm saying?
Boo, in bar, I talking about some turn up.
I'm chasing my dream.
That's what that be at,
though. You focused, though.
People already look at you crazy when you say you chasing your dream. It don't matter what your dream is. You know what I'm saying? If you say, man, I want to paint pictures all my life. Not crazy that motherfucker going to look at you. Not crazy people look at me when I say I want to rap. When I say, not when I say I want to rap. When they be like, what you do? I rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What you do, though? Shit, I rap.
Do you have anything besides rap that you just, you know, like, can tell other people? Or, like, tell people, like, I rap, but I also can, I mean, you might be an extreme painter, a good-ass drawer. Like, yeah. I mean, you know he rap, but he can draw, too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I look at, it's like this. Shit, before I rap, I ain't gonna say before I rap. I mean, I've been rapping since I was, like, 10 or 11. Bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just writing raps, you know what I'm saying? Just because I like music, you feel me? But shit, I've been hooping all my life.
Oh, you were hooping too?
Hooping. Yeah. Hooping all my life, bro. You know what I'm saying?
HOD, bro?
Yeah. That shit inked on me, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my niggas, for real. But
what
shit.
You like, point guard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Point guard, shooting guard. But check this out, though. Look.
I ain't know that.
But shit, I ain't gonna stunt, though. I used to do that. I still can do that. I still can hoop if I want to hoop. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Go to the gym and hoop. But shit, as far as like what I can tell somebody else I do, ain't no plan B. No plan.
And that's good because I think it's like a slap in the face to you and a lot of rappers when you got people out here just bullshit. You know, and that's what I don't like listening to. I don't like listening to just like, oh, you rap today. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. That's why when I was like, I interviewed y'all, we was chopping up a year ago, then I'd be like, oh, these niggas got a whole website. Yeah. That's what I like to see. Yeah. Now, you serious about it. You know what I'm saying? You just not just telling me you rap. You know what I'm saying? Or you know you a manager, or you just not telling me that. You know what I'm saying? I like to see
progress.
You know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
2 years ago, then you just said you was a rapper. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're a rapper.
You got the, do you have anything? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna stress you about it. I ain't at all. Because
like, you're not supposed to. That's where the growth comes in. Like,
I wonder what he doing now.
Click. Right.
Oh shit! Is that a right. Well? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is nice.
Well,
you know what
I'm saying? Like, that's how we want to keep it going. Yeah. You feel me? Like,
if AJ ever need a hobby or another job, my nigga should be a motivational speaker. Like,
he on it.
I'm on Snapchat the other day. Love yourself, dude.
For real. Like, real, man. Live for you, bro.
Do it for you. Like, I'm like, hey, you know,
I meant it too, man.
I know you don't love yourself.
But you got to look at it, man. Other people live for other people, man. You can't. I mean, can't nobody live for you but you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes you got to tell your people that, you know what I mean? Hey, this is my life. Because you got to live it. Because I look at it like this, bro. So many people dying. R.I.P. to my nigga Weeder. He died this morning. So shout out to this E. Will right here.
Yeah.
For real. But it's so short, man. Yeah. So you really can't do nothing but live. So like you say, when we tell people I'm chasing our dreams, like when I say, yeah, I'm a manager. I got my own company. We manage artists. Crickets, you know what I mean? So it don't matter what they think.
Yeah.
You just gotta live for you, bro.
Shout out to my guy,
for real.
Cool Jazz.
Word. Cool Martin. Jazz. Talked to him 2 days ago, man. He got a new video coming out as well.
He in LA, right?
He's in San Diego.
San Diego.
Right? San Diego, he's still in the Cali, man.
Man, they done left the LA.
Left the
that was like, man, I like San Diego, but LA where it's at.
Everybody moving and everybody growing. That's all we can ask for.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely not taking no steps backwards. Yeah. You definitely, if anything, you taking steps, you know what I'm saying, 10 steps forward, you know what I'm saying? One of the things that I always like, so I was at Outbeat, and you had performed at Outbeat. Right. It was one of them shows, what's he got name? Corinthian?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was Corinthian.
One of them artist showcases?
Yeah, one of them shows. I don't know if it was him, but you had performed, and I was like, yo, this shit was dope. You know what I'm saying? He did pretty good. It was good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was there from the beginning to end. Then you had came off, and I was like, this shit was dope. Hey, you had did that. I was telling you, and then some niggas just were like, he lying. Like, some niggas just bust out of nowhere. They were like, man, he lying. I don't know if he was talking to me. Like, I don't know what he was talking about, but I just shit up and was like, I don't know. I was real tired. I was right beside you. I was like, yo, this shit was lit. I was like, yo, this shit. I mean, I was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was, you know, honest as possible.
Bro, I seen a tweet.
It sound good.
I seen a tweet the other day about that, bro. It was like, I would pull it up, but it was something like towards, like, you know, like, artists and, you know, rappers and, you know, painters, whatever you do as far as, like, you know, what your other interests are, like, people in Jackson, they gonna grow until, like, we start, I think it was, like, supporting each other, you know what I'm saying? And like, we can be, we can be on, like, in Atlanta, or like, St. Louis, or Chicago, or LA, you know what I'm saying? But, like, we gotta start supporting
I don't want people to forget that this is also, you know what I'm saying, a small.
It's super small.
It's not as big. When you talk about supporting, okay, we can do all we can, but when you talk about supporting in L.A., Atlanta, Miami, that's a different kind of support. You know what I'm saying? Like, this support we got now is not.
Crabs in the bucket. Enough,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you say crabs in the bucket, but at the same time, we don't have enough people to talk about support, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I can support it.
Like, I got rent. I ain't trying to listen to your shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm trying.
But see, look, that's
even the hipsters ain't making it. Like,
that's the thing, though. Like, when I make my music, bro, and before I even get into that, I'm gonna say this shit. True, people around here are like crabs in the bucket. You know what I'm saying? The mentality wise, you know what I'm saying? They pull each other down, but shit. As an individual, what you gonna do? You gonna sit there and cry about it? What you gonna do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna cry about it? You gonna go make your own shit? You gonna make it pop yourself?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So with that mentality, bro, I try to make it pop myself. And you say shit, bro said, motherfuckers at the crib like, man, I got rent. I ain't trying to listen to your shit. Yeah. I got rent too. That's what I'm talking about on the song. Listen to it. Yeah. Oh, God, my shit late too. Oh, God. Check it out. Oh, God.
I still ain't paying my shit.
They text with that $50 late fee. Like,
14 days late.
With the $50 late fee. Oh, God, check it out.
They ain't keep me.
Go check it out, bro.
I only been late like once, though. But I don't really, like, you know what I'm saying?
Can't make this shit no
heavy. Man, I mean, if you just can't, you can't, man. That's
what
I'm
saying. They going to be on your
ass. You got that money? Nigga, do you got the money? Don't call my phone.
What's wrong with you? Right.
My air conditioning ain't working. Right. Do you got the air conditioning? Like,
my toilet won't flush right.
You start making up
I've been
shit.
Told you that. You ain't never came to fix it. You ain't getting money until you come fix
start
it.
Start making up shit.
But yeah, though, all jokes aside, though, like, you know what I'm saying, real shit. I'm proud to see, like, y'all doing y'all shit, like, real shit. Like I told AJ before the show, I ain't seen my nigga in a minute, you know what I'm saying, to see where y'all at now, like, you know what I'm saying, to see where y'all was, and you know what I'm saying, this, you got, I salute this shit, because this show real growth, and you know what I'm saying, like, I can't wait to see what's next. I know Red, you know what I'm saying, because he was like, damn, the website, shit, what y'all gonna have next, like, right. A movie or something, like, what's next,
hey.
Like, the Gifted Society movie, goddamn, hey. I mean, I'm just throwing, I don't know where
hey.
Y'all mind
hey, God you know? Makes no mistakes, you said that for a reason,
okay,
be
okay.
Looking for that, okay. I mean, but you know, for real, but you know, I'm just looking at different stuff, like, I've just been trying to move different with my artists, you know. Like, I've been trying to actually put this man in some fashion shows. Like, look at him. Pause. Like you said, you know, he's very marketable. So, you know, just trying to create different avenues. So, you never know where you see Get This Inside. Like, we just, in Essence movie, Judgment Day, we actually had production credits on that. And yeah, me, John, and Blackjack were all in that movie. Yeah. So, Get This Inside, we did have a...
acting?
Yeah, we both had, like, a little 4-minute segment, you know what I mean? We had it. We was on there. Yeah, we was on there. We on there.
I know Blackjack was in there.
Yeah, he was definitely in there. But, you know, we were definitely in there and on the production
shout
credits.
Shout out to Essence and her
whole. Shout out to Essence, man. She's a blessing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a lot in store for Gifted Society, man.
Really.
Interview show coming soon as well.
What? Okay.
Interview show. You know, trying to work on something like that, me and John.
Hey, man, I know y'all trying to compete with us. Like,
no, listen,
barbershop.
But listen, it's never a competition. It's never a competition.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I want to take it different ways. How you know we don't want to do something and boom, bring it in with a podcast and put it all on one roof.
Yeah.
You know? But,
I was just
talking. I mean, yeah, but we ain't going to talk about it on air. But yeah, I mean.
But yeah, Gifts of Society podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dumb lit.
It's not, yeah. But you know, not a podcast. Like. I really, like, want to go in there with the artists. Like, you know, like, on field shit. Like, I want to go in the stew with you, like, a little segment. Like, let's really find
like
out who the fuck you are.
Yeah, I'll be checking them noise.
You ever watch Revo?
Yeah, exactly.
Man, Revo, that's amazing. For what they had, so Revo came out, right? It was, like, came out, like, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But what they got
Puff
now.
Puff Daddy shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but he's minuscule.
Yeah,
it's
now,
like,
now he is.
He hired everybody. I'm sure it's his shit.
But it is taking off now.
People who taking like they so creative in this. I watch it every morning. I be like, man, this shit is so amazing. You know,
yeah.
What I'm like,
and we need that here.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this shit is amazing. You
we
know,
need
Revo's
that here.
Amazing.
We need.
That's like my only what you call it comparison to anything else. Like, man, Revo is pretty fucking good to do what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it's all black. Yeah. I like that. And then the crazy thing, they're so cultural. They play everything. They play if your music hot, Revo gonna play it. And that's dope.
That's
you know what I mean?
Teddy Selman, this nigga was like, he be on that bitch like,
what's the nigga
from
you just
Memphis.
Telling about? I don't know. Oh, he from Memphis.
Yeah, he was just like, he had some
shit.
You talking about the white kid be singing?
Nah, Teddy, he had the afro. He was playing like, tuna, tuna. Like, he was like making beats. It was amazing. I was like, they get everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, man, Revo got some good shit going.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I like set my standards to, you know what I'm saying, as far as being black.
There.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all trying to get
yeah.
We want to see it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are we waiting on it? Like, we
super
hungry.
Creative.
We need
man.
Good shit out here. Like,
everything we
shit.
Do, of course, we got to tie y'all into it because y'all gave us our first interview. You know? That's kind of dope.
I can't
wait to get about 50, 60K followers on Instagram. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Back on
the podcast. You feel me?
And just get our stupid shout out. We put it on the Gifted Network, you know? By then we had to get the network with the TVs and shit.
There you go.
You know?
There you go.
I mean, that's just how you got to think, though.
Yeah.
It's the only way it's going to happen.
That's how you got to act, too.
Small town nigga, I got bigger dreams. You sugar to dig what I'm saying? Water.
Well, we gonna switch it up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? it's a lot of crazy shit been going on in the world. Like, me and Red ain't been on since 2016, so it's been a lot of shit that we done missed. So, you know what I'm saying? We probably ain't gonna touch bases with a lot of shit, but, like, it's just been a lot of, you know, the stuff that just been, like, touching bases with a lot of different people, and a lot of people are in their feelings. And number one is, you know, the president-elect. You know, now, president, even on Wikipedia, you know what I'm saying, Donald Trump. Yeah. But before we get to him.
Y'all know Wikipedia is facts.
before we get to him, you know, we gotta, you know, what's up? You got the extensive vocabulary. What I'm trying to say, we gotta show our love
to the prolific, the prestigious, yeah, the one and only,
yeah,
Barack,
yeah,
Obama, Hussein. Man, Hussein Obama, you know, he was phenomenal, man. We gonna shout out to the man. He gave us 8 great years, no matter what nobody says. Oh, he did a lot for the people, it, man, yeah, for I us. Like, did y'all hear what he did today? And I think it's amazing. He freed 335 drug commits that were in jail. You know what I mean? They were free today. Yeah. In his last day in the office.
You know what I'm saying? For marijuana.
For all type of drugs and shit. Like marijuana, a little petty shit like that.
Bro, I be thinking these motherfuckers be like joking.
No, that's real.
No, I'm saying when they be joking, they be like, you sentenced to 117 days.
For a pound.
I mean, 117 years. You be like, what you mean 117? Like, are you playing with me? Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's real.
I'm going to die at 80. You
know, stop playing.
Like, are you, like, you have 2 consecutive life term sentences. Like, why I got 2 consecutive? Like, you know what I'm saying? Be like, are you fucking with me, man? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So what you saying is, I'm stuck. I ain't never get out of here.
Exactly.
That's what you saying.
They don't say
just
life.
Say ever.
They don't say life. They say you got 2 consecutive.
They probably
life
say
term
it like this, so if legally you fuck your way out of the first
but
one.
But
like,
whatever the case is, why are you telling somebody they got 117 years?
That's ridiculous.
You be like, 117, like, you know I ain't gonna
get out of here. I got 117 years for some rocks, but you got this police officer just killed my cousin who's back at home throwing a fucking frisbee with his golden retriever in the backyard. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You
it's fucked.
That guy, 117 years.
Yeah, they got Dylan Roof. They got Dylan Roof.
But look how they did it, though.
I mean, but
this man killed 9 people. They walked him out of there so nice and so kind. Look what he was so mean. He was so real in the interview. He was like, I shot him with a 9mm. Like on some crazy shit, laughing.
They had to get that nigga. Like that nigga was like, yo, he's not capable of coming to court. He is not sane. He was like, no, I'm sane. I know what I'm doing. This nigga like begged for the death penalty. You know what I'm saying? Like he begged for that damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Like not big, but he was like, yo, I know what I'm doing.
Listen. All I'm gonna say about that is, fuck Dylan Roof.
Right.
We gonna
keep it positive.
That
sound like some nasty vodka.
That nigga dirty, man.
All that negative, man, that shit, man. Motherfucker, they want you to dwell
some
on
some Russian,
shit.
Some Vodkins, vodka, some shit.
Dylan Roof, what you on, my name, Dylan Roof?
What? Shit, I'm saying like Dylan Roof, like 5'8", like 1'9". That's like it.
But like, I know they whooping his ass in the penitentiary. Like, they on his ass.
Too. I mean,
you know that man in fucking solitary.
Oh, he's with the white people.
No, he is, man.
Y'all familiar with Vice, the TV show? So Vice is a TV show. They do like weed etiquette and stuff like that. And then motherfucker, they had a motherfucker in there experiment of 30 days of like solitary confinement.
Yeah.
And shows you how like it doesn't really just like benefit nobody.
Right,
but
you know
what I'm saying? Like
it's
sad. You know what I'm saying? Like these niggas been like they got 1 hour a day out of 30 days. So there's 30 hours a month. And just to go outside and just look, and they back in there, they eating that shit in there. Like you in that bitch for 30 days.
A dark room.
Not dark, but it's just like you got one window.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad. You be like, I never want to go to prison.
Is that kind of like the Jay-Z story he did on the Crowder Boy, who was locked up in the corner? I mean, locked up in the
So not to the extreme though. That was extreme. But this one was just like it was an experiment. He wasn't really in jail. You know what I'm saying? He was just like, I'm simulating jail. You know what I'm saying?
So he could have got up and went to Popeye's or some shit.
You know, but it was sad, man. Like, these niggas really do this shit inside of your environment? You know what I'm saying? Baby, I would never want to go to jail.
Bro, don't do the crime. You don't want to do the time. Bro, y'all been peeping the new wave. The new wave
jail
is... stealing somebody's car and driving their bitch into a gas station and taking the ATM. Like, I've seen this like two or three times in Jackson, like over the past months.
Yeah,
like,
that shit dumb real.
Like, whoever doing this shit, they gonna if they get you for one, they gonna pin you for all them bitches. Cause like they still don't know who
your
fuck.
DNA on the inner button.
Yeah. What? My mama stay right around the corner, nigga. Like, that's why I'm over here. Like, but like
shit real, man.
But like, back to Barack, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't vote for him, but you know, like I voted this year. Like, I voted for Hillary, but like, I mean, last year. But like, I ain't vote for him. But like,
I could vote for him the first time. I vote for him the second time.
Yeah, but like,
I didn't vote the second time.
When I just think about his presidency, I just think about a lot of change. Like, it's like a lot of voices, you know what I'm saying? Like, your voice, it's okay. Back then, like in our parents' times, maybe, like, your actions, you know, held weight. Like, motherfuckers was marching, like, you know what I'm saying, doing shit like that. But now it's like in today's time, in the Barack era, you know, your voice carried weight now. Like, you can. If you say it and you got credentials to back this shit up, like, you know what I'm saying, like, damn, right, like, you know what I'm saying, just voices, period, right. You know what I'm saying? And that's just like how I just put, if I could just, like, sum it up, like, what happened, like, you know, in his presidency, like.
I mean, but like, Barack spoke about change. Like, do you think it was, like, the change that Donald Trump is giving now? There's definitely a change. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Like, was it?
He's not a politician.
Is it as drastic as a change?
So when he say change is coming, Obama is definitely not the change. He's just telling you change is coming.
Or whose change is more effective? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying, like, all right. So when you say Obama says change, he's not the change. He's telling you change is coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the first person to be like, I'm black president. First black president.
Yeah.
Change is coming. You know what I'm saying? I didn't change shit, but it's coming.
Yeah.
We have a woman running for president now. Yeah. We have a businessman, entrepreneur, Donald Trump. Like, you gotta understand, like, even though Donald Trump, whatever he represents, he still never, he's nothing like any other president
ever.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that the change he's talking about? Like, a change is coming, right? We got a woman running for president, and we got a nigga done. Like, it's amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody can be president now. You can be black, a woman.
As long as you got money.
Like, shit,
check this out. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say, you saying Barack Obama didn't change shit, right?
No, I ain't saying he didn't change stuff. Well, I'm saying the change he was speaking
right,
of.
No, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say he initiated the change he was speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first of all, think about it like this. This man legalized gay marriage. You know how crazy that is? That by itself?
Yeah.
How much of a change to our society? Think about our society before Barack Obama.
No, I agree. He definitely changed society, but...
You know what I'm saying?
I think the change he was talking about was much bigger.
But hold on. Think about it like this, too. Hold up. If Barack Obama never became president, do you think Donald Trump could have became president?
No.
Hell no.
I don't believe...
That's Donald the bigger Trump change.
I don't believe Donald Trump became president because people... It's to the point where it's like, okay, he's black and he's president.
Right.
We got a woman. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's really why she didn't win.
That's exactly it right there.
You know why she didn't win, right?
She's a bitch.
She's more qualified than Barack Obama to be president. She's way more qualified.
Of course.
She didn't win because she's a woman. You know what I'm saying?
They look at Barack like, hell no. They look at Hillary like, hell no.
She's a woman. I'm not going to
hell no. And they look at Trump like, man. Shit, come on.
Yeah,
he'll crash
them. They really don't fuck with the nigga though.
Trump,
like,
had momentum, man.
The only thing, the only people who really rocking with Trump right now is like the racist ass, like.
Shit, Steve Harvey fucking with him.
Ray Lewis fucking with him. Jim Brown fucking with him.
You got no choice.
That shit.
Y'all got to ease up on Ray Lewis.
That hurt me though, bro.
Why would you do that?
Jim Brown? Are you serious? You talking about Jim Brown from
Mayweather fucking with him? So y'all going against the money too?
Man, listen, I don't fuck Mayweather.
Y'all ain't fuck with the money team?
Well, yeah,
I fuck with Floyd Mayweather on the ring. I fuck with him at the ring too, but all the other shit, man, I'm like Wayne. I'm numb to that.
That Fugazi shit?
Yeah, that's Fugazi. You don't
the Soulja Boy Chris Brown shit, Fugazi.
Yeah, that's Fugazi. y'all can't, you speaking on the new wave, you can't see the new wave? The new wave is get a beef, get on the internet, and talk shit, go viral. Bam. You know what I'm going to do between that? I'm going to drop a song. I'm going to drop a video. I'm going to drop a tape.
No, a whole tape. You feel me?
Now, that's the thing. Now, niggas are really, niggas need to just stop dropping tapes and drop albums. I really just broke a gym.
What think about the new people out there? Who's like the newest motherfucker out there? Like Lil Yachty.
I hate him.
Lil Yachty. Y'all don't fuck with Yachty.
I fuck with Uzi.
Yeah, I hate him.
Y'all like Uzi.
Nah, I ain't gonna start. I fuck with Uzi. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Uzi. You know what I'm saying?
But these, how old are y'all? Yeah, 26, 20.
I'm 25.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? These are 18-year-olds.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. They 18. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They make the music that they know that them folk want to hear.
You can't. I'm not knocking the hustle. I mean, I commend what they're doing.
Yeah. I think your music trash.
I fuck with 21.
BFI trash.
I fuck with 21.
I fuck with 21 on some shit, I don't dislike 21.
How y'all feel about him saying about Biggie though? Like he's trash. How you feel about that statement?
Lil Yachty?
Yeah.
I mean, Yachty the worst one.
But
it's so true. It's so true though. It's so true. So when I was coming up, it was Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was the pinnacle of rap.
For me, it was like T.I. Before, I mean,
even T.I.
T.I. came like, oh.
I mean,
I'm talking when I was growing up, like the head.
Growing up,
me,
it was like T.I. the same class. Jeezy, T.I., Lil Wayne, the same class. Before them, it was Nas, Jay-Z, you know. So they were still rapping, but we grew up on them niggas. So
right.
If somebody grew up later than that, they'd be like, they caught Lil Wayne, the end of Lil Wayne.
Drake, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne, it was like, no, maybe Lil Drake.
Right.
Who the fuck is Biggie? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
we grew up off Wayne speaking Biggie, about Biggie references.
We had
to go Google, like, yo, what is he talking about when he's talking about, you know, this, and that. Like, he got that from Biggie. You know what I'm saying? So we grew up off the Biggie shit. But we grew up more about the Lil Wayne shit. So these niggas young, man. These niggas don't know nothing about Biggie.
Think about what they doing. Look, Wayne, T-Pain, niggas like that made the auto-tune.
Of course, they took what they did. That nigga NBA Youngboy crazy as hell.
Y'all heard the NBA Youngboy.
Yeah.
He got a little song though. It's gonna be a murder. Y'all heard this shit.
Yeah.
Listen, man, y'all niggas can't be out here just telling on y'allself like that, bro. They do be playing that shit back for you when you get in court, bro. They got your whole.
They'll play your track in the courtroom.
They got your shit on Boosie like that. They got your shit on Spinrilla.
Stop.
That did Boosie like that.
Like,
everybody in the courtroom got that bit downloaded.
Stop.
Man, come on, man.
Yeah.
Stop telling on yourself on the record, man.
Yeah, now, y'all know what creeped me out, fool? Like, women with, like, facial hair.
Word, bro.
It's pearly?
Nah, it's like,
not like even, you need to get that
seen,
shit lined.
I done seen some designer shit now. Like, some, oh, I done seen no. some.
Young M.A. Dyking. Big out of beard type shit?
Yes. Like,
somebody said, man, Emmy got a fat ass son.
Yo.
I mean, he's definitely not gay because he's a girl. All that makes you gay.
That shit suspect.
You a fighter like a nigga, won't you?
Who? Young M.A.?
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, bro, if I ever got into the point where I had to fight Young M.A., I body slammed the shit out of Young M.A. You know
shit,
like,
nigga.
Throw them bitches.
I'll be shit like that, I don't know though. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I had them hands. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, look,
she might come
show
you the right,
you know,
and she gives the left.
Get back, shorty.
I don't even just, you know, I'll bush her ass or something.
Get hands in man with
fuck. But you broke though.
I'm like killing her.
Pack the slap and young and make. Goddamn.
But like, she was on a motherfucking rap club. She was like, motherfucker was like, how do you, like, she made me weak when she deep throat.
And yeah,
how
does
like,
that go down?
Yeah. And then she was like, "Hi, how you going? Like, how you? What made me feel a certain way? How you gonna tell me how it made me feel a certain way? Cause you got no dick. That's why you know what I mean?
That's what we trying to
say. I ain't gonna stop, man. If you gonna be how talking like that on the track, man, if you get into it with a nigga, he gonna throw them bitches with you. I swear, you can't just. You know,
you portrayed yourself
girl.
As a
that's
nigga.
That's a female. Man, nah, no, nigga.
Craig,
you see
on.
My lip?
You over here talking about bitches deep throwing you up. You feel me?
Man, niggas be rapping this shit. Yeah. I like this song.
I mean, it's straight, though. You feel me?
Oh, you can't knock the song. She hot. Have y'all heard, besides the other little freestyle, though, I haven't heard anything.
Nah, me neither.
She laid low since
then.
I been hearing hella
killing it right now.
Man, that's the nigga, man. Big Sean.
I say Big Sean killing it right now.
That's the nigga.
Yeah, shout out to Migos, man.
Been in the summer with Uzi.
Quavo the GOAT. Real
but niggas is sad. Quavo, ruthless.
Listen, there's some kind of way Quavo hear this bitch, Ju. Hit my phone, Ju.
We got GoFundMe.
Hit
Pat
phone.
Hit me in the DM. Let me know how much you're charging for that dude. Yeah. We can go places.
Out of sight. Keep. Cut it. If you like, yo, I want Quavo on my song. What about Offset and
Takashi? Fuck with Offset.
No. I just want Quavo.
I definitely will take Offset after Quavo, though. Yeah, Offset, nice.
After or before?
After.
Okay, yeah.
You got to take Quavo.
So take off the sorry one of y'all?
Nah,
he the one that came up with the flow, low key.
Really?
Like, the first song that came out, Bando, that was like slick, like Takeoff, like rapping, killing that shit.
He got it from 3-6.
He got it from Migo, they got it from 3-6. Yeah, they said 2 Chainz was like, he was on Atlanta shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, he was just like, the niggas like, not stole the flow, but it came from somewhere.
Right. I mean, see, all flow come from somewhere.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying?
Like, my flow kind of like.
Jordy.
Y'all know who I fuck with that don't nobody else around here like?
Who that?
Rich the Kid.
I don't know who that is.
I mean, I ain't gonna say I don't like him. Let me not say I don't like him.
I don't know who that is.
I ain't never heard none of his music.
He just did a song with Kendrick Lamar.
Huh?
Rich the Kid.
Check that one out. I gotta check that one out.
How was it?
I mean, I ain't released it yet, but like they was in the studio. They
I gotta check that one out. Man,
who y'all going for the Super Bowl?
Green Bay Packers, nigga. The real G's. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, die hard, bro.
I mean, if I had to put money on, I'd go for the Patriots.
I was just gonna say the Patriots.
But for who I want to win right now, probably the Falcons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why you gotta do that while I'm sitting in front of him? I just told him I'm a Green Bay fan.
He said I'm gonna lose.
Why is so much static now?
It's about, you know what I'm saying, sportsmanship. It's just about, like, who you think you're gonna win.
I don't think
Matt Ryan got the balls to do it, pause.
But Julio is a beast. Then they playing indoors at home. This the last game at the Georgia Dome. So it's gonna be turned.
But as I was saying, Tom Brady ain't gonna lose to nobody. He gonna win another chance.
The Steelers might get that. They might.
Nah.
It's gonna be a good game. People underestimate the Steelers.
That's for real. They gonna be turned. Like,
yeah. I feel on the Steelers, man. But it's time.
But at the end of the day, it's Tom Brady.
Twice.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. At the end of the day, it's Aaron Rodgers. You gonna go with Matty Ice over Aaron Rodgers? Did you just see this, man?
Who got the better team? Look at it objectively.
They playing at home.
Who got the
it don't matter
team.
Who got the better team because the Cowboys clearly have a better team than us. We beat them.
No, Cowboys team was all right.
Shit,
what?
I really want the Cowboys to make it though.
I was room for Dak, but at the same time, you got Dak and you got, you know what I'm saying?
You got Dak, you got Zeke, you got Brian, you got the best offensive line in the league.
You preaching to the choir, that's my squad. No, I was sick. I was sick.
After the game, I went home and went to sleep, bro.
Dak is a rookie who knows nothing about playoffs or Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is arguably the best quarterback in the league. You got him and them. You be like, oh, yo, I'm going Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? Like, but we got Matt Ryan. Okay, Matt Ryan decent. You know what I'm saying? He's not a rookie.
But he can't win. He can't win the big game.
We don't know that.
He only got one playoff win. We
don't know that. You know what I'm
But listen, Matt, I'm telling y'all, Atlanta gonna be turned, bro. This the last game in the Georgia Dome ever. Like, they
I'm gonna come do my own separate podcast just for the Packers and Atlanta game afterwards. After we win. If we lose, I won't do one.
Yeah. Hey y'all know what I got it, like, okay, well, I'm finna introduce something right now. And like, this is a first, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna introduce something new. And like in this
segment.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I've been smoking
sandwich.
And shit.
Sandwich.
He done burned the sandwich.
Go ahead, bro.
Shit, it's called QTNA. Questions that need answers. And what we going to do amongst us, and of course the listeners, you know, once they hear it, they going to, you know, formulate their own opinion. What a question that needs an answer, like, from y'all, the top of y'all head. For example, for me, like, this is not what I'm going to go with. But, like, for example, like, Red, hit him with one. Like, what you say earlier?
I was like, come on, never hear loving hip-hop music on the radio. Or, you know, I never see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see it on the bottom of the lower third, be like, this is, you listen to right now. Like, okay. I never heard of fucking Cardi B. This is a new Cardi B right now, drop live. Never heard that nigga say that shit.
Whack, man. Everybody be in producing and working and shit. Like, what a music, like. But like, yeah, Pac, like, you know what I'm saying? What's a question that needs? It could pertain to anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? What's a question that needs and that?
Whose fucking idea was it to make a remake of White Man Can't Jump with Blake Griffin?
What?
That shit happened though. That shit real.
That shit's a fuck up.
No. He like half white.
Hold on though. Listen.
He is half. His mama white.
But we know he can jump.
A remake don't make a. Some things don't need a remake. Yeah. Make a sequel or some shit.
Like Jumanji.
Make a sequel and send that bitch straight to Blockbuster on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here just fucking.
It's like dope, though. Also, 2017,
18
shit.
I want to know who Blake Griffin gonna play. He can't play Billy. He got too much bounce to play Billy.
A remake mean like they having the original characters. Like, it's just like when they say they remaking Space Jam, like, it ain't gonna be like the same because it's LeBron. Like, it's going to be different storylines and shit. Like, a remake is, like, the same shit.
That hurt my heart to hear shit
just
like
don't
that.
Don't
do it. That's what I'm saying. Don't
do it.
Don't insult our generation like that.
Not the 90s shit, man.
Was White Man Can't Jump that good?
White Man Can't Jump was definitely that.
It's a classic.
We gonna sizzle. Yeah, I mean, come on, man. You got to know that.
Yeah.
That's why I look crazy. These niggas, they really don't know that history.
Yeah. Real, man. Don't play with White Man Can't Jump.
Okay. Billy Hoyer was nice.
Questions that need answers. Whose idea was that? Fire them.
Please.
Somebody who know how to make some money, because motherfuckers going to see that shit.
I ain't going to start. I'm going to go watch it one time. Just be like, I knew that shit was some
question
bullshit.
Question need answers. Why the fuck Kevin Hart remaking Jumanji?
I think that shit might be straight, because I ain't going to start. The first Jumanji, it's a classic, but that bitch just
one
hit.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, first Jumanji, that shit was busting.
But the monkey took his car.
Classic, but I ain't really just fuck with it. Like,
Dave Allegri had me rolling, bro.
For real.
Question that need answer. I got one. Can a crush still be a crush after she curry you?
Nah.
Hell nah. I mean, she still got a crush on her. Like, pride won't let me have a crush on her no more.
Can your crush still be a crush if her body count over 10 in 2017?
What's today?
Said.
Nope.
She 25. She body count
10. Nah.
How many did you fuck? Nah, for real, how many did you fuck?
Hey, but bad to say, so sad to say, 10 not even bad these days. That's so,
God damn.
That's the bad thing to say.
I ain't already? 10 bad with me, Drew. I mean,
of course it's bad with us, but these hoes really out here.
If you got 10 in 2016, bitch, we can't do nothing.
Man, these hoes, they got damn near 10 in these 10 days, man.
10?
It's bad out here.
We done had 10. Listen, Jewel, you done had 10.
Is Jackson that bad?
Oh, Jackson, man, listen. Then that shit going around, you feel me?
So what's going around that package?
Yeah. Yeah, and I ain't talking UPS either.
No FedEx.
No FedEx, my nigga.
None of that, Jewel.
No next day air. Face on love, none of that.
Question that need answer. Let me get one from you, AJ. What's the question that need answer?
Question that need answer. Man, like, why in Fast and Furious 8 is Dom a bad guy?
Oh, I saw that, bro.
Fast and Furious 8, they say Dom gonna be a bad guy. How they gonna stop him?
Listen, I was almost.
I don't know, they're gonna have to kill his ass.
Listen, I was almost fucking positive, Jew. I was gonna be done watching Fast and the Furious after 2.
Tokyo Drew.
At the 6, I knew it was over, Drew.
Now I'm on 8. I'm like, shit.
I ain't watched 4. I ain't watched the 4th. I don't even know what happened in the 4th.
I can't tell you.
I can't tell you, but I watched everything.
The 5th one was when they first linked up. Like, that's the dope one. Like, when everybody was in that bit. Like, the 2 Lemesquin niggas.
You got Fast and the Furious.
When I had the big ass safe.
You got Tokyo Drew. You got Fast and Fury, yo, when they had the big ass safe.
And that was in 5 when
question
The Rock.
I need to answer. Why is Dom going to be the bad guy in Fast and the Furious 8?
Man, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Don Toretto.
He don't like Vin Diesel. He don't like Vin Diesel.
Y'all seen Fast and Furious 6?
I seen every single one of them.
You seen when he hopped, he had crashed the car, he hopped through the car, he caught a bitch and laid on the windshield.
Yeah.
You saw that? Yes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That shit so fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was mad. I was like,
Triple X, dude. He do shit like that.
Bro, I was so mad. I hate Triple X too. I was so mad. I saw that nigga do that. I was like, I turned him off. Like, man, cut this shit off. Vin Diesel. You like he caught a fish and like laid on the
shit. Like, listen, Triple X, one of my favorite movies. Don't be disrespectful.
For real? Stop.
Fuck no.
I ain't gonna stop. Cube, listen, man.
I was talking about Triple X. I tweeted this shit today.
You bullshitted in Triple X.
Like, what's the point? Like, what is Triple X? Like, he just a badass secret agent, yeah, nigga.
I'm swole.
And
I can
and
jump.
You take orders from Samuel Jackson.
Pretty much.
I can jump across the damn
check this out, though.
Interstate and catch somebody and land on a windshield, and I'm perfectly fine.
Check this out, though. Question.
He got a big ass back.
Yeah, that's what it is. He do like what we working today? We're doing backs today.
How you
he
work
do it every day. That's your back day.
We can get one more pack with you.
Question that need answers, man. I've been wanting to ask my Twitter people this shit, man. Who do y'all bitches think y'all is?
Who, the audacity.
That's a good ass question.
I need an answer.
The audacity.
I ain't gonna stunt you. Y'all been curving niggas rowdy lately, man. And I mean, listen.
What'd you
man,
say though? It's not what you say. Would you be like, yo, what's up, shorty? Or you?
No,
you
listen, I ain't gonna stunt, though. I ain't got no presets.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? No scripted out ass. Yeah. I just go off vibes, man. I'm a real vibes person, but I ain't gonna stunt, man. Shit, stop throwing me them vibes, baby.
Yeah.
Number, man. I don't play like that. Stop playing.
Hey.
I be saying some.
I feel you, Peck, bro.
That
like,
shit hurt me.
I got a girlfriend now.
Self-esteem,
so I don't even say out the wild.
It's to a minimum.
Me,
yeah.
God, listen,
Drew,
listen. This is how tragic it is.
Should though. You? Should you make the move for Valentine's Day?
Oh, who? Me? Am I gonna bust a move for Valentine's Day?
I mean, the girls that's acting the ass right now. Out of one of them, is
y'all
one of them that you really did.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I got an old lady.
You got an old lady. Okay.
This is another one.
What you doing? Chocolates or like how you do this? I'm saying, do you do the chocolate for Valentine's Day?
Oh, shit.
Do you do the flowers?
Yeah, my baby dark skin.
Or you do like I do and say.
I got a light skin one, too.
Or you do like what I do is like, yo, baby, every day in Valentine's Day.
Like
Michael
Jackson. I ain't gonna stunt, though.
I do, though.
I ain't.
On some
D-Ray
Davis shit?
Valentine's Day.
On some Lil Williams shit.
Yeah.
Like.
But I ain't gonna stunt, though. I'm fucking with you, bro.
I'm gonna get killed for this, some shit like that.
Though, check this out. One time on Valentine's Day, bro, I swear to you, one of my exes, you feel me?
You feel like one of my old.
Anyway, one of my exes, y'all trying to get me fucked up. Goddamn, on Valentine's Day, bro, I caught over my crib, bro. I had just went to Outback Steakhouse, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ordered us some motherfucking steaks and shit.
The Outback.
I'm flying to the crib. I throw them bitches on some plates, throw the boxes away and shit. You feel me? She come to the crib. I got roses and shit. You know what I'm saying? Candles and goddamn the food on the plate.
So who cooked
it? You know what I'm saying? I'm bitch. She, you know, girl, you don't know nothing about me. Yeah,
you put dirt some dishes up. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had everything already in the sink. You feel me? So
she,
who cooked
up
the shit, girl?
Boy.
You know,
it's your boy.
Stop playing, girl. I do more than rap, baby. Yeah. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? That was a success. I can get down like that. Okay. I'm rocking with it.
I'm trying to do the same thing.
But before we get to the worth of Google, you know, the first one of 2017, I just want to say this. If you hate Vin Diesel, I hate Jane Statham. I hate this nigga, Jason Statham.
How?
You can't hit the transporter.
Well, I ain't seen him smile in one movie.
That was more authentic than Vin Diesel.
Damn, I hate Jason
Statham. You can't hate Vin Diesel.
I hate Vin Diesel.
He a nigga.
Jason Statham.
Oh, you remember the little kids?
That was the only movie.
Bro, I hate Vin Diesel.
This is Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel dodges bullets. Jason Statham gets shot and still
be going crazy.
Who better, Joe?
I ain't gonna stunt. Vin Diesel probably whooped Jason Statham's ass. Matter of fact, he did whoop Jason Statham's ass.
And Fast and Seven. Seven.
You see what I'm saying?
See, I ain't never seen all the Fast and Furious.
Stop playing
But one thing I know is that Vin Diesel is a fictional character. I don't believe in that nigga at all. Whatever he do, I'll be like, I'm gonna turn this shit off. So you call it, you swim fast in the boat. Like, you don't know. It's just like, so you flew high in the helicopter. Like, I don't know. I just be like, come on, Vin Diesel. Like,
you won a blackjack game. Like, what?
Fuck Vin Diesel, man. Fuck him.
But yeah, though, worth a Google this week. You know, it's the first one of season 3. And I gotta give it to the first lady that a nigga ever wanted to, you know.
Would you smash Laura Bush? Nah, would you smash?
Right. You want to smash Eleanor Roosevelt?
No, I know this. Donald Trump, bitch. She was naked.
Like, who?
Donald Trump,
bitch.
She was Melana. Naked. Yeah, she was Melina. Naked. She got titty pics out.
Yeah.
Hey. But I know what you're Michelle. Saying,
black man.
But I all due respect to the lovely, to the elegant.
All due respect.
He know.
To the powerful. This is the first lady I ever wanted to fondle.
Michelle vagina.
In a good way.
Check this out, though.
Her vagina powerful.
Shout out to Michelle Obama. I love you, Miss First Lady.
He got one.
But check this out, though. How old is Sasha Joe?
Sasha like 14, 16.
Nah, she lied.
On everything. Sasha finna be a freshman in college, I think.
Oh, God. Sasha like 19.
Oh, Sasha's the oldest one?
Yeah, the oldest one. How old is the oldest
one? The taller one?
Hey, if Sasha.
She's sitting out a year. So she'll be.
Like 19? 20?
Yeah, 17, like 19. Yeah, she's like sitting out a year. 19. She ain't going to college.
Listen.
This first year. Who the youngest one? What's the youngest one?
Malia.
Yeah.
Hey, on God. I seen a picture of Sasha up there on the beach, son.
To be smoking.
Sasha. Weed. Hey, big head.
I fuck with Sasha. She with the shit.
she like Joy Badass. God. She be rocking Joy Badass sweatshirt.
Yet,
she
yet,
yeah.
Nah, I understand, man. Shout out Sasha Obama, man.
Yeah, shout out Sasha.
Shout out Michelle, though.
Oh my Jesus. Shout out that ass, yeah.
Shout out to Michelle
the
good
family.
Yeah.
Obama family.
Shout out to the whole Obama family.
The world will never be the same.
Nah, never. Listen, man. I ain't gonna say I always said, but ever since I seen you do it, man, I said if I ever became president, I'm definitely going to hold a fucking basketball game at the White House with all my. This nigga held a basketball game at the White House with all his favorite players, bro. That's how you take advantage of being a damn president, bro.
Like Kobe, everybody was there.
I ain't do anything.
Everybody was there, bro. The man had, Maya Moore.
Oh, okay.
He had Kobe. He had D Rose. He had DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
All his favorite players.
Everybody
bro.
With that D.
Yeah, come on, man. John Wall. Come on, man.
That's your hoop.
That's what I'm going to. Don't ever let me know.
Y'all seen the pitch he had the other day? We were like, everybody. Like Usher. Wale, Swizz Beatz.
Yeah, that was dope, man. I like that, man. Obama, man. He was a real classy. Dude.
I mean, shout out to that worth of Google, man. Y'all got some Instagrams, some Snapchats, some Twitters y'all want to drop.
Well, everything I got is at Jizzle2Cool, JIZZLE, the number 2, cool with a K.
That's everything.
Everything I got, man. Everything. Everything.
Everything, B.
Man, you can go follow me on Instagram at Cadillac.pack. Pack like Pac-Man. That's on Instagram. And on Twitter and Snapchat, it's Cadillac_pack. Mm. Y'all go follow me, man. For real, man. I got a lot of stuff getting ready to come out, man. Big shout out to the Kickback Podcast.
Yo, man, we back 2017. We doing the big shout out to Kickback Podcast. Josh, you ready for another year, bro?
Hell yeah, I'm ready, man. More to come, man. Appreciate the guys.
And it was crazy. We did this since November 17th. We was in here like, hey, man, we still got it. I don't know if we still got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but appreciate y'all boys stopping through, man. I always love, man. I wish y'all boys the best success. Always
give to society. We need some shirts, some stickers.
Man, listen, we definitely need the
stickers.
Hey, man, I'm definitely on behalf of Get This Society. I want to say thank y'all, man, once again for even seeing anything to bring us here. First, I appreciate you, Josh, for doing your thing, because you told me about this Kickback shit a minute ago. Appreciate y'all for letting us have the ability and opportunity to have our first interview, especially for him. Everything's for him.
We gotta bring the rest of them on there, man.
Everybody's coming.
We need the team, the roster.
What's coming back?
Huh?
Well, Blackjack.
21. He's in the A. He's in the A. Well, we're trying to relocate soon.
Next time we down here, man,
it's gifted. I can bring the squad through.
Yeah.
That's dope.
We're gonna have to get some more mics.
We can do it.
I handle it. I'm just saying, like, just tell me how many people coming.
Word. Yeah. No, I got you. We need that.
Yeah.
And listen, can I bring the camera through and we can bring it like an interview?
Yeah. You actually can be a part of the music video. We can do it in a better spot, too.
Yeah, all that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know, straight up.
Yeah,
I like
let
that.
Me know.
I like that.
I
like that. Light bulb.
Man, I appreciate y'all boys stopping through, man, as always.
Thank y'all.
It's your boy Jay Red.
And this your boy Josh with it.
Yup.